SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to SBS News.
Yessie Mosby is determined to see results in the war against climate change in the Pacific. He's already seen the devastating effects on his homeland, Marsig Island, in the Torres Strait.
Within the last 2 years, we've lost 3 metres of land. It affects our traditional way of practice and the way of living.
Speaking at the recent FESPAC gathering in Hawaii, Yessie is encouraging Indigenous peoples in the Pacific region to think about other island nations in their pursuit of climate justice.
Nothing has been heard now because they're moving singly. If they all come together and join, that's what we're asking for, to come and join us.
Yessie knows that victory is possible. In 2022, he and a group of seven others from the Torres Strait Islands successfully lodged a complaint against the Australian government to the United Nations Human Rights Council.
It set a precedent throughout the world, knowing that a lot of other islands and other Indigenous people will eat the fruit of this labour, that they will seek, you know, climate justice for their home.
Despite their win at the UN, the Torres Strait Eight never received financial compensation. Instead, the federal government invested the funds into climate research.
If you ask me personally, I would have want the money to go to, you know, help in seawall or the coral bleaching, not to come up with another little organisation that they're going to, you know, just going to fly around and study climate change. Climate change is real.
Yessie is now calling on the government to come and see for themselves the real threat his homeland faces.
The government cannot make no decision in the comfort of their couches and in their offices. They really need to come home, come to the Torres Strait and sit with grassroots people.
Carla Grant, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.